choice is up to you, my friend. Life's so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Henry, huh? It's me, Tony. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm bringing the whole crew down there for dinner tonight, huh? 5 hungry hombres ready to chow down on your Peking duck. Yeah, hey, listen, make sure you make a lot, because Sam's coming. Yeah, hey, and don't forget, no chopsticks for Angela. Still on the ceiling, huh? Yeah, okay, Henry, I'll see you later. Keep on walking.
It wasn't my fault. They have a very low ceiling.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Jonathan, what are you going to do? You going to order the octopus again?
Oh, yeah. It's really great when I squeeze that little pouch and all the ink squirts all over the rice. It looks like black spit.
Anyone for Italian?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, Monska. Ooh, hey. All decked out for Henry's Peking duck, huh?
No, for Henry. He slips the cutest little fortunes into my cookies.
Hi, guys. Pack of change.
No, Sam, you don't have to change. Tonight we're going to the Shanghai Nasserie, and it's totally cash.
Oh, Dad, about dinner tonight. I won't be able to make it. Jesse and I have plans.
Oh, come on, Sam. Jesse, again? You're spending every spare minute with that kid. You even canceled out the Ranger game with me.
Oh, Dad, come on. This is important. We're going to go to the observatory. Saturn is aligning with Antares tonight. That only happens once every 100 years.
Can't you catch it next time?
Dad!
All right. I hope you and your planets will be very happy.
Great. Come on, Angela. Help me pick out an outfit. It has to look great in the dark.
Well, we'll put you together. You'll run rings around Saturn.
Gee whiz, Mona. This is serious, this relationship. She never turned down Peking duck before.
Congratulations, Tony. You are the proud father of a perfectly normal teenage girl.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Mona, it's murder. It's murder, I tell you. How did you ever get through these years with Angela?
Easy. I sent her to school in Switzerland.
All right. What's a scoop?
How did you know?
Well, I knew you wouldn't ask me for my fashion advice. Everything I wear matches.
Okay, Angela, this is really important. The kind of thing that only a fellow woman would understand.
Well, you came to the right fellow.
Okay, you're the only person over 15 that has ever heard this. Jesse asked me to go steady. Wonderful. I'm so happy for you. Oh, I just love Jesse. He's so cute and he's so smart and he's a real social conscience. Tell me, last night we had a walkout on Snow White because of its degrading portrayal of dwarfs.
Don't tell him I saw it 7 times.
I don't know. It's weird. I always pictured myself like the captain of the football team. How'd I ever fall for someone with depth?
Well, that's often the way it is. You know, the guy you fall in love with isn't anything like the guy you fantasize about.
Did you have a dream man?
Oh, yes. When I was a kid, it was the Good Humor Man. Something about a guy with a change belt.
I kind of had eyes for the Warm Pretzel Man.
Well, when I got older, I had this romantic vision of an investment banker. You know, he's very Brooks Brothers. Blue pinstripe suit. Vest, club tie, white sweatshirt. I mean a white white dress shirt. Hey,
Sam, did you cop my Rangers jacket again?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Dad. Here it is. I hope you don't mind Chanel number 5.
No. It's all good with my brute. Is everything okay up here? I thought I heard a squeal.
It was me. I thought I saw a mouse, but it was Sam's bunny slippers.
Oh. Sam, I told you a million times, when you're not wearing them things, lock them up. All right, but look, come on, let's go, because my egg drop soup is getting cold.
So... when are you going to break the news to Mr. Chanel number 5?
Well, that's really what I wanted to talk to you about. Angela, what do I say? What's he going to say?
Where do I hide? You'll be fine. The best way to handle it is just be direct and honest.
I know. I'm gonna tell him. Maybe the next time Saturn aligns with Antares.
Sam, don't underestimate your father. Now, he loves you, and he wants only the best for you.
I know, but he still thinks of me as a little girl. He thinks that milk and cupcakes make me happy.
Works for me. Sam, listen, your father may surprise you, you know? People learn, people grow, people change.
People explode.
Hey, what is the holdup? My grandson is hungry.
No, I'm not.
If I say you're hungry, you're hungry.
Hey, what's the holdup?
All right. They're up there doing girl things, and I don't want to rush them.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll give them a little hint.
Thanks. I'm sorry.
Angela, get your butt down here!
I got it.
Oh, hey, Jesse. Hey, how you doing? What's new in the produce biz?
Rough day. The Henderson kids got loose again. They put the Macintoshes in with the Delicious and the Wine Saps in with the Pippins. It was an Apple nightmare.
I think I saw the movie, yeah. What do you got there?
Oh, something for Sam and something for you.
Jesse, you shouldn't have. They're beautiful.
They're really you, Tony.
Yeah, Sam's gonna love that melon, too.
I'll take that. Jonathan, come on. We're hungry.
So, did Sam tell you about our plans?
Yeah, sure.
And?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. At first, I was a little upset, and I'm gonna miss her. But, hey, it's just more duck for me, huh?
Well, I guess that's one way of looking at it.
Hi, Jesse.
Oh, hi, Sam. These are for you.
Thank you. Well, we better get going.
Bye, Tony. Oh, and thanks for being so understanding about things.
Things? What things?
Well, about us.
You talked to him about us?
Yeah, he said it was cool. He said it was just more duck for him. He's so colorful.
Duck, Jesse, I don't think we're talking about going steady here.
Going steady?
Going steady?
Who said anything about going steady?
He did.
I did?
You didn't?
No. I said we should have a mutually exclusive paired relationship.
A what?
Jesse, where did you get that from?
The New York Times Magazine, the About Men column.
Yeah. Well, you should have read the About Sam column, because I want to go steady.
No. But Sam, that's so conventional.
I just don't see it that way.
All right. Let's get the opinion of an impartial third party.
My dad impartial? Please, he's been turned down for jury duty 8 times.
So, Tony, we need some advice here.
You got it. Don't go steady.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, who needs those kind of labels?
Yeah, Sam, those labels, they're so yesterday, you know?
You know, Jesse, you are wise beyond your years.
Dad, you're pushing it beyond belief. Jesse, what is wrong with going steady?
Well, that goes against my philosophy.
Yeah, mine too.
We should have a mutually exclusive paired relationship.
Absolutely. What is that?
It means we have a psycho-spiritual interfacing of goals and values.
In English.
We only hang out with each other.
But wait a minute, Jesse, isn't that the same thing as going steady?
Yeah. You know, I never thought of it that way. Sam, if it makes you happy, what the heck, let's just go steady.
Oh, Jesse, that was beautiful. I accept. Thank you, Dad.
Thanks a lot. You know, you're wise beyond your years.
Hey, Jesse, if we're gonna go steady, I'm gonna need a ring.
Oh, well, wait, how about my Save the Whales pin?
Close enough.
I was doing fine until that interfacing stuff.
How does this sound? Samantha Miceli Nash. Too long. Sam Nash?
Sounds like a private eye.
How about this one? Samantha Nash Miceli with a hyphen.
Ooh, good. Ethnic and yuppie.
Sam and Jesse sitting in a tree,
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Of course we could rent kids for Christmas.
First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Sam with a baby carriage.
Keep it up, Jonathan, and you're not coming to my wedding.
Oh, you're breaking my heart. Well, kissy kissy.
So what do you want to do now?
Tie Jonathan to an anthill and pour syrup on him.
After that.
I don't know, let's go to the mall. I want to pick out a China pattern and get a corn dog, okay?
Hey, where you kids off to?
We're going to check out Flatware. Bye.
See ya.
Flatware. Must be a new group.
Oh, Tony, you are one tough trainer. But I love that feeling when you pushed yourself to the limit.
Yes. It gives you a real sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, maybe next time you make it around the whole block.
Oh. Hey, don't push it, Bub.
Yeah, it's all right, though. I mean, at least I got somebody to jog with now that Samantha doesn't have time for her old man.
Well, at least she's not spending all her time with Jesse. No, she's spending time with Bonnie. She's hanging out at the mall.
And reading New Bride magazine? And look at this. 10 tips for a happy honeymoon. And it's dog-eared. I can't believe this is happening to me.
Tony, all little girls fantasize like this.
But that doesn't make it right.
If you're this upset, why don't you just talk to her about it?
I don't know, Angela. I feel funny talking to her about bride things.
You want me to do it?
No!
Tony, this isn't at all what you think it is. This is very innocent. Listen to this. Hint one, make travel plans early. Hint two, never hang your pantyhose on the shower rod.
Oh.
Hint three, always go to bed with a smile.
The trick is how to wake up with a smile.
Would you go home? Go home. Go home, yes. Would you go home? Maybe I'm just not cut out to be the parent of a teenager.
Oh, Tony, you're doing just fine.
Angela, it's like a runaway train. The brakes are shot. Why does she have to go steady? Why can't she look around, see other guys, stay in her room?
Tony, I know these are difficult years, but you should be glad that Sam is going with a guy like Jesse.
Still a guy.
At least he's not a guy like Brian James.
Who's he?
Well, he's a quarterback at Sam's school. Suffice it to say, when he yells touchdown, he's not talking football.
Since when did you start keeping stats on high school jocks?
Oh, Sam mentioned it when we were talking about her wanting to go steady.
Oh, she talked to you about going steady. When?
Right before she told you. Oh, Tony, don't be upset. Come on. You're a wonderful father. You are, but you just can't be everything to your daughter. You know, sometimes she just needs a woman to talk to.
Well, what's wrong with me?
Wait, Sam, don't go in yet. I want to show you something.
What?
Have a seat. Know what this means?
You like hopping on benches?
It's pretty literal, Sam. My spirit is uplifted. A certain buoyancy has permeated my being.
You mean you're happy?
You really cut through it, Sam. Well, happy anniversary. We've been going steady for 19 hours.
And they said it wouldn't last.
You know, I had my doubts at first about this steady thing. I thought I'd feel trapped and labeled, but I don't. I feel free and alive. Don't you?
Yeah.
Sam, do I detect a note of bummed out here?
I don't know. Something's missing. Since we've been going out, I don't know, things have changed.
I know what it is. Our personalities have become so fused that you've lost your sense of self. You become a mere shell of a person, an empty vacuum of nothingness.
No, I don't think that's it.
I didn't think so. Well, is it me, Sam? I mean, do I have annoying habits?
A few. But I don't think that's it either.
Well, is there another guy?
No.
Of course there isn't. When would you have time? We spend almost every waking moment together.
That's it. That's what's bothering me.
Spending time together?
No, Jesse. There is another guy. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Sam.
Got a minute?
Yeah, I think I got the dust balls cornered. What's up?
I kind of wanted to talk to you about Jesse and me.
Have a seat. Anything wrong?
No. Well, he did want to save the whale's pin back to wear to a rally, but he gave me his Amnesty International tie clip for it. Oh. Other than that, everything's fine.
Oh, good, good. So, you want to borrow a necktie?
Dad, this going steady thing is a really big deal for me, and it's great. But I don't know. Something's missing.
Oh, you mean like seeing your other friends or other guys?
No. You. I never really had a chance to talk to you about it, and I don't know, I guess I kind of raced by on that one.
I know, I still have the tire marks on my face.
I don't know, Dad. I mean, you and I have been together for a really long time, and you've always been there for the major moments.
Hey, that's my job.
Dad, you remember that time I was in the school play, and I forgot a line, and everybody started laughing?
Yeah.
And you threatened to beat up every member of the audience? Individually? Oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah. Hey, but you would have got that standing ovation anyway.
No, I mean, I really like growing up and being independent and making my own decisions.
Yeah? Do I hear a but in there?
It's kind of a but. I guess I just miss knowing that you're out there in the audience.
Oh, well, honey, I'm still there. I just, I don't have those good seats anymore. I'm sitting in the back, you know.
So from where you're sitting, how does this going steady thing look?
Well, Sam, I think it's a little too late to talk about it.
Better late than never. Dad, I really want your opinion on this one. I mean, if you don't want me to go steady with Jesse, I won't. Even though you'll be breaking the hearts of two terrific kids.
Well, as long as there's no pressure. So you want my honest opinion, right?
Right.
I don't want you to go steady.
Do I hear a button there?
You're getting good, Sam. See, the but is that, even though I'm not wild about the idea, it's really not my decision.
Good. Of course, I would be happier if you were happier.
Oh, well, I'm happy enough. I mean, if you gotta go steady, I'm glad it's with Jesse. I can't think of another kid I'd rather have as a steady-in-law.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, you're better than Billy Joel.
Oh. Well, thanks, honey. I love you just the way you are.
Dad, is it okay if I go out tonight?
Yeah, I guess. Sure. You're a free agent. Well, almost.
Good. Then how would you like to take an almost free agent out for Peking Duck?
Just me and you?
You got it.
Oh, I'll have the prettiest girl in town. Oh, come on, huh? Let's go chow. I'll tell you what, we'll see if Angela's food's still on the ceiling. What do you say? Oh.
You know, with Sam getting so interested in astronomy, I think I might buy her a telescope for her next birthday.
Make that two. There's a hunky widower down the street with a broken window shade.
My favorite family all together, huh? Where's my favorite daughter?
Come on, everybody. I want to show you what I learned at the observatory. You have to see the sky. It is so beautiful. There's a jillion stars out.
Yeah, you know, if I would have had my druthers, I would have been an astronomer.
But we have to go now. I've got Grandma on the ropes.
Jin.
Come on, let's see those stars.
Wait a minute, Sam. Do you mean to tell me you sat in the dark with Jesse and you just looked at the stars?
Yeah, Mom.
That's my girl.
I love stargazing. Makes you realize we're just a speck of dust on the head of a pin in the pincushion of the universe.
Yeah, that's funny because I always think of us as a stitch on the baseball in a big guy's glove.
Oh, look, there's the Big Dipper.
You know, it's amazing. This is the same sky that the cavemen looked at.
Yeah, and the people in the 50s.
It looks like a diamond tiara.
It looks like a giant connected dot puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Rockefeller Center at Christmas.
Oh, I love this galaxy.
Stay tuned for a show filled with sibling rivalry, love triangles, divorcees, and dashing airline pilots. Cheesy primetime drama? No, modern classic sitcom. Wings is next, right here on Nick at Night.